It's heavy. It's too heavy what I'm about to say.
Could you speak about Disney again?
Disney?
Disney? Revan never told us what happened with his
rope. I don't trust you guys. Let's start. I'll end with something light.
Like the ribs.
No, but I had a thought as I was driving over. Like
what
a, quite
was the story? The Rebbe had a shear for...
No, that's the seminar.
We want to hear fire. We want to hear fire.
Not fire, you know me. I'm like, no. All right, let me tell you something interesting. Let me ask a question. Right. Listen to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Kehelis. It says like this. Kehelis is one big theme in the whole entire Kehelis. Right. Why I'm talking about this now, that's my prerogative. I sit here. I stand here. I can do what I want. Ein zichrein l'rishayim. There'll be no memory of rishayim, of the first, of the people that are gone. And there won't be any memory of the later people. Right? Even though they're later. Right? Let me ask a question this year. Right? Is anybody in this room that knows the name of his great, great, great grandmother?
Grandmother or father?
Grandmother. Three greats. Anybody? What's his name? What's the name?
Her.
You know, today that wouldn't be strange. You know, back then. Yeah. All right. Does anybody know the name of his great, great, great grandfather?
Pesach
Leachai. Pesach what?
Pesach Leachai.
Okay. What about his father? You know his name?
Probably Yaakov Zev.
Probably Yaakov Zev. Okay. What about his father? Yeah. There's always that one guy. You know? He's gonna start telling you, Chase. Mr. Shelah, Kanon. On. But you get my point. Okay, so you know the name of your great, great, great grandfather, we said, right? Yeah, and maybe even great, 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 great grandfather, okay? Okay. Do you know anything about him? You know anything about him? You could say that. You could be that guy. You know anything? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm more aggressive. Do you know I'm more aggressive?
Awesome.
Do you know... if what made him happy in life? Do you know if he had Agmas Nefesh? You do? You know? You don't know.
50-50 shots.
Do you know if he had Shalom Bias? Awkward. Awkward.
Right?
What's my point? My point is that let's put this into perspective for a minute. That means my great-great-great-grandmother, right? My great-great-great, even three greats, grandfather, the most maybe I'll know about them is their name, maybe Ulai, right? And even that much, like, and who knows about their name? You, Sachakol, and no one else, right? And no one else in the world knows, no one in the world cares. I'll tell you when to get insulted, right? Right? No one knows, no one cares, and even you that know the name, maybe, right? But you don't know any of their struggles. You don't know any of their nisyonos. You don't know any of their happiness. You don't know anything that made up that person at all, right? You know what that means? That means that no one is going to care about us. No one, right? We have no chance.
Why
should you care? And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I don't care. I want to tell you something. I don't care about his great-great-great-grandmother. I don't care. I don't care about my great-great-great-grandmother. I don't care. I'm at cars that tell you that she's alive, because otherwise, she's not alive. She's not alive. I'm at cars that tell you that she was once alive, because if she wouldn't be alive, so then I'd be a schnitzel somewhere, right? But, you know, but I don't care. I don't care. Don't be insulted. I don't care. I don't care. You're right, and I shouldn't care. But my point is that no one is going to remember. Yeah? Oh, okay. So you're right. You're right. Gvaldik. You're right. No, you're right. Wait, so you know what you just said? You just said that there's one person out there. You just said Rashi.
Oh, I have to pick.
Right, you picked Rashi. There's about 100 names that you could pick. Okay? I'm older than you. I know about 150 names. Okay? Maybe somebody is bigger than me. He knows like 200 names. The Rashi will know like 300 names, right? Okay. That means that we have no chance, you know? Of what? Listen closely. Don't get nervous yet. I'll tell you when to be insulted. We have no chance, right? And what? I want to tell you a story, okay? I'm Ben Asmanim, right before Ben Asmanim. I told you part of this. I tell you a story about the guy who has this 3.5 million people watching him in South America. I told you about this character, right? So he came to me on right before the end of this match. I talked about him one place, right? And he's a Baal Tshuva, or he's a Ger. He's a Ger. This guy's an unbelievable. I'm sure you probably, some of you have heard this story because apparently it's like a famous story. But he's like an unbelievable person. He is. He was a pastor in some like shtiebel darting in South America or something, right? And he had, right? He came he sent somebody to talk to me because he asked me to get him to speak in a certain place. He became a rabbi, right? He's a Ger. The story with him is quite incredible. Quite incredible story. The story was that he was at a conference for, you know, Yashka and other Einikoch of the Mamzer and whatever, right? And in the middle of the conference, they started asking questions. One of the questions that he brought up was that there are, you know, they're claiming that he's one of them, right? He had 3.5 million people that were watching him online. That's how big he was, a real orator. He is a real orator. 3.5 million people watching him online. He said that at the conference, they started to discuss that if Yashka is the Mashiach, you know, so then we have a kasha. If Yashka is the Mashiach, and like, you know, for a couple of years, the world looks the way it looks, it's one thing, right? You know, because Yashka promised world peace and this, and the Mashiach means there's going to be peace and this, and peace on earth. You know, we're 2,000 years later now. He said it became like a big uproar over there. I didn't speak about that. I spoke about it somewhere. I'm not going to go into his whole story. He'll tell you a story maybe one day. And Bekitzer, to make a long story short, they like revolted. And like 20 of them, Mamish, were, you know, became Koifer Bakol and became the biggest leichmim against the Christianity and whatever. And now he has a whole kahil over there of Noachites, and he's Taka, he himself is a Yid. He's from guys. Anyways, to make a long story short, he sent somebody to talk to me about getting him to speak in a certain place, whatever, whatever. I told the guy, I had to go back to, you know, the person that puts my shirim up on Tyranny Time. I said, how much do we get, like the most? How much do we get? That's the most we get. He said, well, if you write the word shidduchim, right, it's like, you know, Basar B'chalav and shidduchim, you know, like, you know, ribbis, you know, and shachonim, you know, you get like the most you get, the other people obviously, they're better than me, but like the most I'll get, he said, you'll get like 4,000 people. And it doesn't mean they watched it either. It just means that they, you know, they press the button. I thought, okay, so let's find out how much I have. It's like 700 shirim there. How much do we have of all the time together and everybody and listening and whatever? It's 300,000, the number came back. But it's not 300,000 people. That means that this guy, on one shir, right? He reaches 3.5 million right, of the Mamzer and whatever, right? 3.5 million, me, all the shirim put together, and right, you know, we can get maybe that much, you know, maybe a tenth of that, I'm saying, we don't even get, right? This is on one shir, he's getting 3.5 million people that are watching this character, right? So like, klape this world, what, I'll talk about me, then I'll insult you, but listen close. What chance do I have in this world of making, you know, that they'll remember me? Your great-great-grandmother, we don't remember, we don't care. We don't care about her struggles. And even someone that does care, doesn't, the most we know is her name. Okay? You know? Listen to me, Rabbi Say. Listen to me when I'm telling you this. Right? I looked around my sukkah. In my sukkah, there's a picture of the Beis Halevi. There's a picture of the Rav Eliashiv. There's a picture of the Chazayin Ish. You know? I looked at the Chofetz Chaim. You know? It's true. They made their mark on the world and whatever. But like, what chance does Kalis have? Right? You know, like, and if Taka, you know, if maybe, right? No, so Beseder, so we'll have heard of us. The Jews have heard of me or whatever. 3.5 billion other people have heard of me and the other 3.5 billion on the other side, right? You know, don't have much chance of making a big mark over here, okay? There's a fellow whose name was Stalin, he was a Russian Marusha. Burning Gehenim, Le'olam Vodla, Netzach Netzachet. Right? He doesn't come back as a bowl of matbucha for somebody who eats it with a pinky. That's not enough for such a Russia. Right? He'll burn in Gehenim le'olam vad. He took a whole entire world of Yidden in Russia and took them off the derech. Right? He was a koifer apikaris, and that was his stance in life, that there is no next world. But the Zohar says that a person's neshama lives inside of him, or his nefesh, if he's a gayak upon him, and it's a feeling of perpetuating. I want to feel like I'm perpetuated. I'm going to live. I'm going to live forever. This Russian Marusha, who does not believe in Oilam Abba. So before he died, he embalmed, they embalmed him, or when he died, they embalmed him. What does that mean? You know, like I said it right, embalming. Right? They froze him and whatever. Actually, they got to say that you can see it till today, Darton in Stalingrad or whatever. He looks better than the olden days. Right? He's the same. Why did he do that? Because he wants to live forever, right? But there's no Olam Haba. So he wanted in this world to make his mark, and he's going to live forever. You know, there was some Greek philosopher. His name Diagonal or something, or Diagonus, a place. And he told his Talmidim before he died. His Talmidim, I always wonder, like, they get around, hang out with all, you know, Talmidim, you know, doing like math theories. So he told his Talmidim before he died, take me, put me on the field. They told him, Rebbe, I mean, the ravens will come in, and there's a lesson, like, so they said, get me a shtekin. I probably didn't talk Yiddish. No, they'd be, give me a stick, put the stick in my hand, you know? So I said, Rebbe, what's it going to help, right? They're going to walk right there. He says, you're not going to be able to wave the stick. He said, right, but I'll be dead. He got it. He's the only one that got it. He's right. Because he ain't going to live forever. And that's what the Pasuk says. Ain't zichr l'arishayim. They're not going to remember us, Rabbi Said. No one's going to remember you. I was walking out of Yisker, Baruch Hashem, I get to walk out of Yisker. I'm the Rav of the Shul. So as I'm walking out, does you know that guy? He's supposed to be saying Yisker now, and everybody who's walking out of Shul, he wants to get out of there as fast as possible. He's convinced that if he doesn't get out of there, his parents are going to die, right? He's running out, he's like pushing, knocking over people, right? You know what I'm talking about? That's how it goes, right? I'm walking out, and this guy stops me and says, Harav! Like, we talking after? Harav! And he starts explaining to me what's Yisker. Listen to what he asked me, Merdek Azach. He says to me, he has a shayla. Who's saying Yisker to the people that I'm saying Yisker for? That's his kasha. Okay? I told him, let's talk about this like afterward, after shul. Right? So he came to me after shul. He said to me, who says Yisker for the people? He said to me, nobody cares about any of them. Right? I said to him, you know what? You're right. I told you, you know what Yisker is? It's not something you tell somebody Yisker right before he's selling, about to say Yisker. I told you, you know what Yisker is? Yisker, American, most of you guys are Americans, probably, right? There's something called baseball. You can't talk about the baseball in those, yeah. Right? There's something called you're on deck. You know what that means? Yeah, there's a lot of these words, I don't know what's like, whatever. What? On deck, yeah? You're on deck. I told him, you know what Yisker means? Yisker means you're on deck. That's all it means. You're on deck. You know what it is? No, it's a reminder. Nobody's saying this for his great-great-great-grandfather. Nobody knows his name. Nobody cares. Right? So you know what? Why am I talking? Ain't zichrin l'arishayinim. There's no zichrin for the people that were. And there's no zichrin. And we don't have much of a chance. Right?
Yom Kippur.
Sorry?
Yom Kippur.
No, it's not a Yom Kippur. It's not Yom Kippur. Right? We don't have much of a chance. But now let me tell you something, Rabbi Sack. And I want to tell you, it's rare that in this space medrash, in this Kodesh Kedashim, I quote poetry. Right? Especially from Linda Ellis. Right? Who none of us have ever heard of. Right? Okay? Linda Ellis wrote a poem. It's called The Dash. I love this poem. It's a wonder. Don't think I sit and read prose. Right? Not my thing. Right? You know, when I sit with a cigar, it's not reading Linda Ellis's prose. Right? Okay. But it's a brilliant poem, and it rhymes, but I don't know it by heart. But basically, she's giving a... No, it's like Nagishmak if you're not going to rhyme, right? But she's giving a hesped for a friend that died, okay? Her friend died, and on the grave it said 1910 to 1995, right? That's what it said. So she gave a hesped. She said, when you look at this tombstone, all you see is the year that she was born, right? And you see the year that she died, right? Said, but by me, I see the dash. I love this. It says Chachma Bagayim Tamen, right? I love this. Murdik, right? It says Chachma Bagayim Tamen, right? I see the dash. I remember her struggles. I remember her simcha, her happiness. She didn't write the word simcha. Her, you know, frolicking, whatever you're going to say. I remember her this. I remember her that. I remember that, right? You know, Linda Ellis, she got it right. She's got it wrong, though, right? But you're the only one that'll remember, and your kids won't remember, and no one will care, because ein zichrin l'rishonim. They'll never remember us, Rabbi Say. They'll never remember us, right? So now let me tell you something, Rabbi Say. Should I tell you one more story before I, you know, anybody leaves now, right? We're going to have to clean up his body. But listen, one more thing before I tell you why I'm telling you all this. Koheles is coming to teach us a lesson. Ein zichrin l'rishonim. Let me tell you why I'm telling you this. You know, my birthday was last week. My birthday is Koheles Tishrei. But my English birthday is what's more important about this story. All right? And my English birthday, you want to know? October 22nd. Okay? Now, when I go to England in the summer, I always walk with my wife to a certain place. I say, come on, we're going to a certain bench. And we sit on this specific bench that we've been sitting on for the last, I think, like 19 years. We go to this bench. This bench was done, you can go till today. Is anybody English over here or no? Right? It's in the suburb over there. Right? You can go over there in the Hampstead Garden over there in that suburb. In that area, okay? You go like to, you know, you wanna, Midway over Darton, right? And then you make a right Darton, and just keep on walking, three Dartons. And right there on the corner, there's a bench. On the bench, you'll see the name Gertrude Williams. Gertrude Williams. I have a special place in my heart for Gertrude Williams, okay? Gertrude Williams died on the day that I was born. I sat on this bench. This bench says on it, that this bench is in memory of Gertrude Williams, October 22nd. And I won't tell you the year so that you can keep on guessing. Right? I know you all want to know. Everyone wants to know also. But 1914 BC. Gertrude Williams. I was born. Now, I don't know anything about Gertrude. I have a lot of occurrences. I know that that day, I'm trying to be serious for a change. I know that that day was a very special day for both of us. That's for sure. Okay? She died on that day, right? And I sit on her, not her, on her bench, right? Every single year with the rabbits in. Gertrude, I think, is a woman. I sit on her bench every year, and I tell you something, Rabbi Tzai, nobody here cares about Gertrude Williams. Right? I don't care about her. But when I go to that bench, there's something there. She lived and she died on the day that I was born. Right? Okay, let me tell you why I'm telling you this. Okay? Let me tell you. Your neshama, the Zohar says that your neshama has a feeling that it wants to live forever. Right? You know why? Because you're going to live forever. Right? In this world, you're not going to live forever. Right? But in the next world, you're going to live forever. You know, if somebody brings me a chayvus levavus, do they have the English one? Do they have the English chayvus levavus? Can you bring me the English one? I want to read you something from the second volume of the chayvus levavus. No, but I need the English. This is No, but this is not the. When I say the second volume, this is like, you know, Victor Miller has like one parrot. Oh, very good. Thank you very much. I want to read you something absolutely incredible. I'll just read you the English because I don't know Hebrew. Right. I love this. I mamish love this. I love this. Right. Furthermore, now, Rabbi Tzai, just listen to me a minute and tell me if, you know, Rabbeinu Bechaya wrote this sefer. It was one of the first books ever written. You know that? This was sefer. It was, in those days, there were no books. There was shas, right? There's no books. Now we have svarim, we have musa svarim. This is like the first sefer ever written. So you have to give it like a certain value. It's an unbelievable thing. Listen if this sounds familiar. What I spoke to you about for the last, I don't know, 19 minutes, right? Tell me if it sounds familiar now, right? Your neshama is going to last forever. And that's why you don't like what I just said. No one should like what I just said. And you're going to tell me, yeah, but what do you mean? Rav Eliashiv will live forever. Okay, so one guy, I have a chance. Kallis has a chance. You know, like, and what? And does some guy in China know Rav Eliashiv saying, okay, who cares about that, right? But listen to what he says. Listen now. Furthermore, even if this is in the wholehearted devotion of all acts, Shara Yichad Amaisa Parakei, I love this. Furthermore, even if I were to enjoy universal fame, I'm not good at English. Faltiki vain, right? Azifchem gahat. Furthermore, even if I were to enjoy universal fame, what is this world? even if I want to make a song out of this, even if I were to become a world famous, what is the measure of my days? How much less value is there in fame, which, widespread as it may be, will reach only a small part of the civilized world, endure but a brief while? Who's your great, 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 great? Right? And then be forgotten. And then be forgotten as though it had never been. As the scripture says, human beings are mere breath, mortal man, but an illusion, blah, blah, blah. Fine. His breath departs, he returns to us. You ready for this? What's the next line? Ein zichron l'rishayna. There is no memory of the earlier ones. This being the case, it would be an obvious degradation and a shameful error on my part to preoccupy myself with this world and make it the aim. Now, this is the line. I love this. I have to read it to you in Hebrew first. I love this. It says like this.
Yiddish?
No, no, this is great. He says, so, I love this. One Hasidish guy said to his friend, Durton, like in the mikveh or whatever, he says to him, listen to this word, Hanishtaves. This is the reason I bought in English, Chayvus Levavus, right? Hanishtaves. So I turned to my wife and said, do you know what Hanishtaves means? He asked the guy next to him, have you been Nishtavest? Right? Hanishtaves, right? So we bought the English one. So it is related that one of the pious asked another, do you possess equanimity? My dick. What's equanimity?
Everybody dictionary.
You're from Lakewood. Equanimity. It's a zach. Four plus five. Equanimity. You remind me. There's another pasuk in Kells. The pasuk says, "Leila chachamim lechem." You know, the wise man is not necessarily going to be the guy that's rich. You know, there's a guy who once came to his, high school reunion. He was that guy, you know, like really, 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 really not bright. You know, like really, 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 really not stuck, right? Yeah. He drives up in that limo. You know, he had a limo, just like keeps on going and going and going. Right, he's going. He gets out of the back. They come in. They say to him, like, Zanchel, you became, like, what happened? He says, yeah, I don't know, you know? He said, listen, what should I tell you? You know, Taka, I bought suits for $100, right? I sold them for double the price at $300, right? I made $50 on a suit, you know? And I became a millionaire, you know? Right? So listen to what he says. It's all with Mazel and it's all with the Eibishter. But listen to this line. So I don't know what equanimity is, but listen to what he says to him. So he says to him, in what sense, he asked. Like he basically asked, what the world does equanimity mean? I love this. I mamish love this. Are praise and insult equal in your eyes? Are praise and insult equal in your eyes? If somebody says to you, you this, you that, you this, right? And that, or he says to you, you're mamish unbelievable, unbelievable. Right? Is it like, but you do realize like all this is not really worth anything because all that matters is what's going to be forever and ever and ever. So the pious man said to him, no. So he said to him, then you have not yet arrived. Make the effort. Perhaps you'll reach this level. For it is the highest level among the pious and the most perpetual virtues. You know what? I don't think I'm going to reach that level, right? But I love this. I don't think I reach that level that when somebody insults me to the nth degree and he gives me praise and covet to the nth degree that it's going to be equal. I don't know. He says it's the highest level of somebody that the Rabbeinu Bachai is calling the chassid, right? Why am I telling you this, Rabbi Sai? Because... Because, you know why? Because now, they're not going to remember us, Rabbi Sai. They're not going to remember us. But you know what? You know what? Make sure that in the next few months now, especially, right, that's what you hear in the winter's man, that's what you're supposed to be doing, right? Focus on that which will last forever, okay? Tell your, that which people will talk about Shragi Kallis one day, I don't care, because they're not going to remember me. Then maybe a few people will know me, but I'm not going to get to 3.5 million that for sure now, right? And the one person that we talk about is like Rabbi Kiva Hager. You know, we talk about him, okay, fine, but it's no chance. Right? And at the time of Rabbi Kiva Hager, I promise you, there were billions and millions of, not millions, but there were definitely thousands of bigger tzaddikim than myself. Right? And maybe even one of you guys. Right? And nobody knows them. Nobody cares about them. But they last forever. And the more you focus on their normally focused at every action that I do, what it's going to be, oil and vod, in a place where everything matters, you know. So then, the tachlis to your life, right? But the more that you're focused and grounded in this world, you know, you come to the realization after my own great-great-grandchildren, who have to have the most utmost hakara satoyf to me, because they only will exist because of me. They're not even going to know my name, right? Maybe Ulai, they'll know my name, right? And they're certainly not going to know my struggles on every Friday morning, right? And they're certainly not going to know what made me happy, and they're not going to know what made me sad, right? And they're not going to know anything about the dash, right? So, therefore, you better focus on what? You better focus on one thing, Rabbi Yisai, Olam Haba, because Ein Zichra No Rishayna. That's what the whole entire Kehelis is about. I'll tell you one last story. I went with the Rebbetzin and Ben Asmanim up north. Now, I don't have ways. Right? So I just started driving. My wife said to me, don't you want to try to, like, you know? So we went. So I thought, no, this place is very good. And we just kept driving and driving, right? And then we came to this place called Caesarea. Okay? That's all I see. I take you all nice places. I didn't realize Yeshiva guy shouldn't be there, but whatever, right? I come into Caesarea. Caesarea is an interesting place. There's a bathroom over there by the port, okay? Men, women. Men, women. I told my wife, this is Kishmak, we go together. So my wife says to me, I don't think we should be here. I don't think we should be here. So, you know, so we went to this unbelievable place. I'm not telling you guys to go there, and I'll deny it if you tell her I sent her that book.
What do you mean? Nothing else.
So I'm trying to find something to do over here, because otherwise she's going to say, we just drove 200 miles for nothing, right? So we go to this place, it's unbelievable. There's a place over there where the water crashes against the rocks. I know some buffer in my belly go, yeah. I was in the toilet at the time. It's unbelievable where the water crashes against the rocks. Crashes, smashes, it's an unbelievable thing when you see it. You know, it's like one of those things you see in the, no, I can't say that. No, you see it, it's an unbelievable thing. You see the water crashing the rocks. I'm sitting there with my wife. And the water's great. You know, like a few days ago, there was like a hurricane. Now, I wasn't there during the hurricane, but that night was the hurricane. There was like a hurricane off the shores up there. But that night was the hurricane, and we were there, era of the hurricane. So the waters were knocking. They were crashing. The water crashes. It's unbelievable. Just watching the sights and everything, right? And now I don't have to shower tonight. All of a sudden, right? The water crashes, right? And a fish, right? A fish flies out. I never saw this in my life. Right? I never saw this in my life, and the fish is there on the floor going up and down like this, right? Up and down. My wife says, Shrai, do something. You say, I'm not touching it. like as if I'd be in there, he'd be helping me. He's going up and down. Did you ever see this before? It's unbelievable. You ever see it before? I understand now those like Israeli kids that, like, you know, like do these things. You know, like, it's unbelievable. I was thinking to myself like this. You know, inside the water, there's a fish right now, you know, swimming around like this, you know. You know, like, what would happen if like a Martian came? Like, I don't know half the things I could do. I can get this foot over here. You know, I can go back foot.
With the rim.
I have noises too, you know? Okay. Can you imagine if a Martian, he came from Martian, whatever, and he would see a fish swimming normal like this, right? And he would see this guy, up and down, and you'd ask him, who's the Nebuch? And who's a Lebedecker? He'd say, Shaykhist. This guy, whoa! This guy, whoa! You know, he's wrong. And that guy, he's Tama. He's like a shtigl, you know, like Neba, like, you know, shtigl Rahmanazazah, like a leper, whatever. Yeah, Zamatsayer. And he's no Shaykhist. This guy is on a slow path till death, right? And that's it, you know, up and down. And the other one, he's alive, right? If I say, Ein Zichron LaRishayinim, you know, it looks like they're all having a good time out there. It looks like there's a lot of fun and geschmack and this and everything, right? And what Shaykh is? What Shaykh is? Let me tell you one last story. One last story you give me?
One last story. Sure.
There was a Russian torture chamber. And in this Russian torture chamber, they put the man in a glass box. Okay? And that's how they starve him to death. And Russians love this kind of stuff, you know? To watch this guy starve to death, the gishmak or whatever. Okay? And the Pasuk in Koheles, it says in Perek Dalet, in Pasuk, I think it was, hey, Haksil Chaypik is Yadai. The fool folds his hands, the Oichel's Pesara, and he eats his flesh. What does it mean? This guy is there starving to death inside this torture chamber, starving to death. A couple, you know, the Russians come to visit and to see this and everything. On the third day, somebody comes and they, you know, Perestroika, Dazadanya, Vanka, you know. They look in the mirror over there, in the window over there, and they see this guy. He turns to his friend in Ruski and he says to him, "What's Shaykhis? The guy's eating steak. He's having great. What's Shaykhis? What's this big torture chamber?" He says, "You fool. Look what he's eating, right? He's eating his flesh. He's so hungry, right? And now he's eating his leg, right? Haksil chibik is yaday. The fool folds his hands and eats his flesh. It looks like they have a lot of fun. It looks like they have a life. It looks like they have this and they have that and whatever, right? And Zichron and Rishayin and Rabbi said they're eating their flesh, right? They're eating their flesh. They're eating up their Olam HaBa. They're eating up the only place that they will last forever. Good Shabbos, Kendall.